shall we three meet again? In thunder, lightning, or in rain?
When the hurly-burly's done, when the battle's lost and won,
that will be ere the set of sun.
Where the place?
Upon the heath,
there to meet with Macbeth.
A drum, Macbeth doth come.
Thrice to thine, and thrice to mine.
And thrice again to make up nine.
Macbeth and Banquo, generals in the victorious army of Duncan, King of Scotland, are going to rejoin their king.
So foul and fair a day I have not seen.
How far is called to forest?
What are these? So withered and so wild in their attire that look not like the inhabitant of the earth and yet are aren't. Live you or are you aught that man may question? You seem to understand me by each at once her choppy finger laying upon her skinny lips. You should be women, and yet your beards forbid me to interpret that you are so.
Speak if you can. What are you?
All hail, Macbeth. Hail to thee, Thane of Glamis.
All hail, Macbeth. Hail to thee, Thane of Cawdor.
All hail, Macbeth. That shalt be king hereafter.
Sir, why do you start and seem to fear things that do sound so fair?
In the name of truth, are ye fantastical or that indeed which outwardly ye show? My noble partner you greet with present grace and great prediction of noble having and of royal hope that he seems rapt withal. To me you speak not. If you can look into the seeds of time and say which grain will grow and which will not, speak then to me, who neither beg nor fear your favors nor your hate.
Hail, lesser than Macbeth and greater.
Not so happy, yet much happier.
Thou shalt get kings, though thou be none. So all hail Macbeth and Banquo.
Quo and Macbeth, all hail.
Stay, you imperfect speakers, tell me more. By Sinel's death I know I am Thane of Glamis, but how of Cawdor? The Thane of Cawdor lives, a prosperous gentleman. And to be king stands not within the prospect of belief, no more than to be Cawdor.
The earth hath bubbles as the water has, and these are of them. Whither are they vanished?
Into the air. What seemed corporal melted as breath into the wind. Would they had stayed.
Were such things here as we do speak about? Or have we eaten on the insane route that takes the recent prisoner?
Your children shall be kings.
You shall be king.
And Thane of Cawdor too, went it not so?
To the selfsame tune and words.
Who's here?
The king hath happily received, Macbeth, the news of thy success.
We are sent to give thee from our royal master thanks.
And for an earnest of a greater honor, he bade me from him call thee Thane of Cawdor. In which addition, hail, most worthy Thane, for it is thine.
Glamis and Thane of Cawdor. The greatest is behind.
Thanks for your pains.
Do you not hope your children shall be kings when those that gave the Thane of Cawdor to me promised no less to them?
That trusted home might yet enkindle you unto the crown, besides the Thane of Cawdor. But 'tis strange, and oftentimes to win us to our harm, the instruments of darkness tell us truths, win us with honest trifles to betray us in deepest consequence.
Cousins, a word, I pray you.
Two truths are told. As happy prologues to the swelling act of the imperial theme. This supernatural soliciting cannot be ill, cannot be good. If ill, why hath it given me earnest of success, commencing in a truth? I am Thane
of Cawdor. If good, why do I yield to that suggestion whose horrid image doth unfix my hair and make my seated heart knock at my ribs against the use of nature? Present fears are less than horrible imaginings. My thought, whose murder yet is but fantastical, shakes so my single state of man that function is smothered in surmise, and nothing is but what is not. If chance will have me king, why, chance may crown me without my stir. Come what come may, time and the hour runs through the roughest day.
Worthy Macbeth, we stay upon your leisure.
Give me your favor. My dull brain was wrought with things forgotten. Kind gentlemen, your pains are registered where every day I turn the leaf to read them. Let us toward the king. Banquo, think upon what hath chanced, and at more time, the interim having waited, let us speak our free hearts each to other.
Very gladly.
Till then, enough. Come, friends.
Macbeth sends a fast messenger to Lady Macbeth, telling her of his strange encounter with the witches and how they had hailed him as Thane of Cawdor and future king.
Glamis thou art, and Cawdor, and shalt be what thou art promised. Yet do I fear thy nature. It is too full of the milk of human kindness to catch the nearest way. Thou wouldst be great, but not without ambition, but without the illness should attend it. What thou wouldst highly, that wouldst thou holily. Wouldst not play false, and yet wouldst wrongly win. Thou wouldst have, great Glamis, that which cries, thus thou must do if thou wouldst have it, and that which rather thou dost fear to do than wishest should be undone. Hie thee hither, that I may pour my spirit in thine ear and chastise with the valor of my tongue all that impedes thee from the golden round which fate and metaphysical aid doth seem to have thee crowned withal. What is your tidings?
The king comes here tonight.
Thou art mad to say it. Is not thy master with him, who, were it so, would have informed for preparation?
So please you, it is true, our Thane is coming. One of my fellows had the speed of him, who, almost dead for breath, had scarcely more than would make up his message.
Give him tending. He brings great news. And the raven himself is hoarse, that croaks the fatal entrance of Duncan under my battlements. Come, you spirits that tend on mortal thoughts, unsex me here, and fill me from the crown to the toe, top full of direst cruelty. Make thick my blood. Stop up the access and passage to remorse, that no compunctious visitings of nature shake my fell purpose, nor keep peace between the effect and it. Come to my woman's breasts and take my milk for gall, you murdering ministers, wherever in your sightless substances you wait on nature's mischief. Come, thick night, and pull thee in the dunnest smoke of hell, that my keen knife see not the wound it makes, nor heaven peep through the blanket of the dark to cry, hold, hold. Great Glamis, worthy Cawdor, greater than both by the all-hail hereafter. Thy letters have transported me beyond this ignorant present, and I feel now the future in the instant.
My dearest love, Duncan comes here tonight.
And when goes hence?
Tomorrow, as he purposes.
Oh, never shall sun that morrow see. Your face, my thing, is as a book where men may read strange matters. To beguile the time, look like the time. Bear welcome in your eye, your hand, your tongue. Look like the innocent flower, but be the serpent under it. He that's coming must be provided for. And you shall put this night's great business into my dispatch, which shall to all our nights and days to come give solely sovereign sway and masterdom.
We will speak further.
Only look up clear. To alter favor, ever is to fear. Leave all the rest to me.
Duncan, King of Scotland, with his son Malcolm, heir to the throne, arrives at the castle. A great banquet is held in his honor. Macbeth, conscience-ridden, leaves the hall.
If it were done when 'tis done, then to well it were done quickly. If the assassination could trammel up the consequence and catch with his surcease success, that but this blow might be the be-all and the end-all. Here, but here, upon this bank and school of time, we'd jump the life to come. But in these cases, we still have judgment here, that we but teach bloody instructions which, being taught, return to plague the inventor. This even-handed justice commends the ingredients of our poisonous chalice to our own lips. He's here in double trust, first as I am his kinsman and his subject, strong both against the deed. Then was his host, who should against his murderer shut the door. I'll bear the knife myself. Besides, this Duncan hath borne his faculties so meek, hath been so cleared in his great office, that his virtues will plead like angels, trumpet-tongued against the deep damnation of his taking off, and pity like a naked newborn babe striding the blast, or heaven's cherubim, horsed upon the sightless couriers of the air, shall blow the horrid deed in every eye, that tears shall drown the wind. I have no spur to prick the sides of my intent, but only vaulting ambition, which o'erleaps itself and falls on the other. Anna, what news?
He's almost supped. Why have you left the chamber?
Has he asked for me?
No, you not. He has.
We will proceed no further in this business.
What?
He hath honored me of late, and I have bought golden opinions from all sorts of people, which should be worn now in their newest glass, not cast aside so soon.
Was the hope drunk wherein you dressed yourself? Hath it slept since, and wakes it now to look so green and pale at what it did so freely? From this time, such I account thy love. Art thou a fear to be the same in thine own act and valor as thou art in desire? Wouldst thou have that which thou esteemst the ornament of life, and live a coward in thine own esteem, letting I dare not wait upon I would, like the poor cat of the adage?
Pray peace. I dare do all that may become a man. Who dares do more is none.
What beast wast then that made you break this enterprise to me? When you durst do it, then you were a man. And to be more than what you were, you would be so much more the man. Nor time nor place did then adhere, and yet you would make both. They have made themselves, and that their fitness now does unmake you. I have given suck. I know how tender 'tis to love the babe that milks me. I would, while it was smiling in my face, have plucked my nipple from his boneless gums and dashed the brains out. Had I so sworn as you have done to this?
If we should fail.
We fail. But screw your courage to the sticking place and we'll not fail. When Duncan is asleep, whereto the rather shall his day's hard journey soundly invite him, his two chamberlains will I with wine and wassail so convince that memory, the warder of the brain, shall be a fume, and the receipt of reason a limbic only. When in swinish sleep their drenched natures lie as in a death, what cannot you and I perform upon the unguarded Duncan? What not put upon his spongy officers, who shall bear the guilt of our great quell?
Bring forth men, children only, for thy undaunted metal should compose nothing but males. Will it not be received when we have marked with blood those sleepy two of his own chamber and used their very daggers that they have done?
Who dares receive it other? As we shall make our griefs and clamor roar upon his death.
I am settled. and bend up each corporal agent to this terrible feat. Away, and mock the time with fairest show. False face must hide what the false heart doth know.
Good night, sir. Good repose the while.
Thanks, sir. The like to you.
Macbeth are at rest.
Is this a dagger which I see before me? The handle toward my hand? Come, let me touch thee. Have thee not? Yet I see thee still. Art thou not fatal vision, sensible to feeling as to sight? Or art thou but a dagger of the mind, a false creation proceeding from the heat-oppressed brain? I see thee yet, in form as palpable as this which now I draw. Thou marshalst me the way that I was going, and such an instrument I was to use. Mine eyes have made the fools of the other senses. Or else, worth all the rest, I see thee still. And on my blade and dudgeon, goots of blood, which was not so before. There's no such thing. It is the bloody business which informs thus to mine eyes. Now, o'er the one half world, nature seems dead. And wicked dreams abuse the curtained sleep. Witchcraft celebrates pale Hecate's offerings, and withered murder, alarmed by his sentinel, the wolf, whose howls his watch. Thus, with his stealthy pace, with Tarquin's ravishing strides, towards his design, moves like a ghost. Sure and firm set earth, hear not my steps which way they walk, for fear the very stones prate of my whereabout, and take the present horror from the time which now suits with it. Whiles I treat, he lives. Words to the heat of deeds, too cold breath gives. I go, and it is done. The bell invites me. Hear it not, Duncan, for it is a knell that summons thee to heaven or to hell.
That which hath made them drunk hath made me bold. What hath quenched them hath given me fire. It was the owl that shrieked, the fatal bellman which gives the sternest good night. He is about it. The doors are open, and the surfeited grooms do mock their charge with snores. I have drugged their possets, that death and nature do contend about them whether they live or die.
Oh, there! What ho!
Alack, I'm afraid they have awaked, and 'tis not done. The attempt and not the deed confounds us. Hark! I laid their daggers ready. He could not miss them. Had he not resembled my father as he slept, I had dumped my husband.
I have done the deed. Didst thou not hear a noise?
I heard the owl scream and the crickets cry. Did not you speak?
When?
Now.
As I descended?
Aye.
As one did laugh in sleep, and one cried murder, that they did awake each other. I stood and heard them, but they did say their prayers. Addressed them again to sleep. One cried, God bless us, and amen, the other. As they had seen me with these hangman's hands, listening their fear, I could not say amen when they did say, God bless us.
blesses.
Consider it not so deeply.
But wherefore could I not pronounce amen? I had most need of blessing, and amen stuck in my throat.
These deeds must not be thought after these ways, so it will make us mad.
I thought I heard a voice cry, sleep no more. Macbeth, does murder sleep? The innocent sleep. Sleep that knits up the raveled sleeve of care. The death of each day's life. Sore labor's bath. Balm of hurt minds. Great nature's second course. Chief nourisher in life's feast.
What do you mean?
Still it cried, sleep no more to all the house. Glamis hath murdered sleep, and therefore Cawdor shall sleep no more. Macbeth shall sleep no more.
Who was it that thus cried? Why, worthy Thane, you do unbend your noble strength to think so brain sickly of things. Go, get some water and wash this filthy witness from your hand. Why did you bring these daggers from the place? They must lie there. Go, carry them and smear the sleeping rooms with blood.
I'll go no more. I am afraid to think what I have done. Look on again. I dare not.
Infirm of purpose. Give me the daggers. The sleeping and the dead are but as pictures. It is the eye of childhood that fears a painted devil. If he do bleed, I'll gild the faces of the grooms withal, for it must seem their guilt.
Whence is that knocking? How is it with me when every noise appalls me? What hands are here? They pluck out mine eyes. Will all great Neptune's ocean wash this blood clean from my hand? No, this my hand will rather the multitudinous seas incarnadine, making the green one red.
My hands are of your color, but I shame to wear a heart so white. Hear a knocking at the south entry. Retire we to our chamber. A little water clears us of this deed. How easy is it then? Your constancy has left you unattended. Hark, more knocking. Get on your nightgown, lest occasion call us and show us to be watchers. Be not lost so poorly in your thoughts.
To know my deed, 'twere best not know myself. Wake, Duncan, with thy knocking. I would thou couldst.
It was Macduff who knocked, and it was he who discovered the murder. Fearing for his own safety, Malcolm, the king's heir, flees to England. Macbeth is crowned King of Scotland. Banquo and his son Fleance are there to pay him homage.
Thou hast it now, King Cawdor Glamis, as the weird women promised. And I fear thou playedst most foully for it. Yet it was said it should not stand in thy posterity, but that myself shall be the root and father of many kings. But hush you no more.
Here's our chief guest.
If he had been forgotten, it had been as a gap in our great feast, and all thing unbecoming.
Tonight we hold a solemn supper, sir, and I'll request your presence.
Let your highness command upon me.
Ride you this afternoon?
Aye, my good lord.
Is't far you ride?
As far, my lord, as will fill up the time twixt this and supper.
Fail not our feast?
My lord, I will not.
Aye, you to horse. Adieu till you return at night. Goes Fleance with you?
Aye, my good lord. Our time does call upon us.
I wish your horses swift and sure of foot. Farewell. Let every man be master of his time till 7 at night to make society the sweeter welcome. We will keep ourselves till supper time alone. Why then, God be with you.
Sleepless with guilt, Macbeth is yet haunted by the witch's prophecy that Banquo's heirs shall be kings.
To be thus is nothing, but to be safely thus, our fears in Banquo stick deep.
Gentle, my lord, Sligo, your rugged looks. Be bright and jovial among your guests tonight.
So shall I, love, and so I pray be you. Let your remembrance apply to Banquo. Present him eminence, both with eye and tongue.
No.
Oh, full of scorpions is my mind, dear wife. Thou knowest that Banquo and his fleance lives.
But in them nature's copies not etern.
There's comfort yet. They are assailable. Then be thou jocund. Ere the bat hath flown his cloistered flight, ere to black Hecate's summons the shard-born beetle with his drowsy hums hath rung night's yawning peal, there shall be done a deed of dreadful note.
What's to be done?
Be innocent of the knowledge, dearest Chuck, till thou applaud the deed. Come, sealing night, scarf up the tender eye of pitiful day, and with thy bloody and invisible hand cancel and tear to pieces that great bond which keeps me pale. Light thickens, and the crow makes wing to the rooky wood. Good things of day begin to droop and drowse, whilst night's black agents to their preys do rouse. Thou marvelst at my words, but hold thee still. Things bad begun make strong themselves by ill.
Outside the castle walls, the murderers lie in wait.
The west yet glimmers with some streaks of day. Now spurs the lated traveller apace to gain the timely end, and near approaches the subject of our watch.
Hark, I hear horses.
Give us a light there, ho!
Wind is he. The rest that are within the note of expectation already are in the court.
His horses go about
almost a mile, but he does vigilantly, so all men do. From hence to the palace gate, make it their walk.
A light, a light.
Tis he.
Stand to it.
It will be rain tonight.
Let it come down. Treachery. Fly, good prince. Fly, fly, fly. Dummies, revenge. There's but one down. The sun has fled.
We have lost best half of our affair.
On the way to the banquet, Macbeth catches sight of the murderers.
There's blood upon my face.
Just barn course, then.
Is he dispatched?
My lord, his throat is cut. That I did for him.
Ah, at the best of the cutthroats. Yet he's good that did the like for Fleance.
Most royal, sir. Fleance escaped.
My royal lord, you do not give the cheer.
Sweet remembrancer. Now, good digestion, wait on appetite, and health on both.
It please your highness, sit. Here had we now our country's honor roofed. Were the graced person of our Banquo present, who may I rather challenge for unkindness than pity for mischance?
His absence, sir, lays blame upon his promise. Pleased your highness to grace us with your royal company.
The table was full.
Here is a place reserved, sir.
Where?
Here, my good lord.
What is the news, your highness?
Macbeth sees the ghost of Banquo sitting in his place.
Which of you have done this? What, my good lord?
Thou canst not say I did it. Never shake thy gory locks at me.
Gentlemen, rise. His highness is not well.
Sit, worthy friends. My lord is often thus and hath been from his youth. Pray you, keep seat. The fit is momentary. Upon a thought he will again be well. If much you note him, you shall offend him and extend his passion. Feed and regard him not. Are you a man?
Aye, and a bold one that dare look on that which might appall the devil.
Proper stuff. This is the very painting of your fear. This is the air-drawn dagger which you said led you to Duncan. Oh, these flaws and starts, impostors to true fear, would well become a woman's story at a winter's fire authorized by her grandam. Shame itself, why do you make such faces? When all's done, you look but on a stool.
See there. Behold, look. Oh, I say.
Why, what care I? If thou canst nod, speak too. If charnel houses and our graves must send those that we bury back, our monuments shall be the moors of kites.
What? Quite unmanned in folly.
If I stand here, I saw him.
Fie for shame.
Blood hath been shed ere now. In the olden time, ere human statute purged the gentle wheel. Aye, and since two murders have been performed too terrible for the ear, the time has been that when the brains were out, the man would die and bear an end. But now, they rise again with 20 mortal murders on their crowns and push us from our stools. This is more strange than such a murder is.
My worthy lord, your noble friends do lack you.
I do forget. Do not muse at me, my most worthy friends. I have a strange infirmity, which is nothing to those that know me. Come, love and health to all. Then I'll sit down. Give me some wine, fill full. I drink to the general joy of the whole table. And to our dear friend Banquo, whom we miss. Would he were here. To all and him we thirst, and all to all.
Our duties and our pledge!
On! Quit my sight! Spare the earth!
I be.
Bones are marrowless, thy blood is cold, thou hast no speculation in those eyes which thou dost glare with.
Think of this, good peers, but as a thing of custom, 'tis no other. Only it spoils the pleasure of the time.
What man dare, I dare. Approach thou like the rugged Russian bear, the armed rhinoceros, or the hircan tiger. Take any shape but that, and my firm nerves shall never tremble. Or be alive again, and dare me to the desert with thy sword. If trembling I inhabit them, protest me the baby of a girl. Hence, horrible shadow, unreal mockery, hence. Pray you, sit still.
You have displaced the mirth, broke the good meeting with most admired disorder.
Can such things be, and overcome us like a summer's cloud without our special wonder? You make me strange even to the disposition that I owe, when now I think you can behold such sights and keep the natural ruby of your cheeks when mine is blanched with fear.
What sights, my lord?
I pray you, speak not. He grows worse and worse. Question enrages him. At once, good night. Stand not upon the order of your going, but go at once.
Good night. Better health attend his majesty.
A kind good night to all.
Good night, my lord. Good
night.
It will have blood, they say. Blood will have blood.
What is the night?
Almost at odds with morning. Which is which?
I will tomorrow, and betimes I will. To the weird sisters, more shall they speak. For now I am bent to know by the worst means the worst. For mine own good, all causes shall give way. I am in blood stepped in so far that should I wade no more, returning were as tedious as go o'er.
You lack the season of all natures. Sleep.
Come, will to sleep. My strange and self-abuse is the initiate fear that wants hard use.
We are yet but young indeed.
Nights as 31, sweltered venom sleeping got, boil thou first in a charmed pot.
Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Fleet of a fenny snake, in the cauldron boil and bake.
Eye of Newton, toe of frog, wool of bat, tongue of dog.
Alice fork and blind worm sting, lizard's leg and howlet's wing.
For a charm of powerful trouble, like a hell broth, boil and
by the pricking of my thumb, something wicked this way comes.
Open locks, whoever knocks.
And now, you secret black and midnight hags, what is to do?
A deed without a name.
I conjure you by that which you profess, however you come to know it. Answer me. Though you untie the winds and let them fight against the churches, though the yesty waves confound and swallow navigation up, though bladed corn be lodged and trees blown down, though castles topple on their warders' heads, though palaces and pyramids do slope their heads to their foundations, though the treasure of nature's germens tumble all together even till destruction sicken. Answer me to what I ask you.
Speak,
demand. The answer.
Say thou'dst rather hear it from our mouths or from our masters.
Paul, let me see it.
Pour in sow's blood to sweeten her nine farrow. Grease that's sweating from the murderer's gibbet. Throw into the flame.
Come high or low, thyself and office deftly show.
From the cauldron rises an armed head.
Unknown power.
He knows thy thought. Hear his speech, but say thou not.
Macbeth. 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 Beware. Macduff. Beware the theme of fight. Dismiss me. Enough.
Hear the word. Thy good caution, thanks. Harped my fear aright. But one word more.
He will not be commanded. Here's another, more potent than the first.
A bloodstained child appears.
Macbeth! Macbeth! Macbeth!
Had I 3 ears, I'd hear thee.
Be bloody, bold, and resolute. Love to scorn the power of man, for none of woman born shall harm Macbeth.
And live, Macduff! What need I fear of thee? But yet I'll make assurance double sure and take a bond of fate. Thou shalt not live, that I may tell pale-hearted fear it lies, and sleep in spite of thunder.
A child appears, crowned with a tree in his hand.
What is this? Rises like the issue of a king, wears upon his baby brow the round and top of sovereignty.
Listen, but speak not to it.
Be lion nettled, proud, and take no care who cheats, who frets, or where conspirers are. Macbeth shall never vanquish thee until great Birner Wood to high Dunsinane Hill shall come against him.
never be. Who can impress the forest, bid the tree unfix his earthbound root? Sweet boatman's good. Rebellion's head rise never till the wood of Burnham rise, and our high place Macbeth shall live the lease of nature, pay his breath to time and mortal custom.
Your Grace's will.
Saw you the weird sisters?
No, my lord.
Came they not by you?
No, indeed, my lord.
I did hear the galloping of horse. Who was it came by?
It is two or three, my lord, that bring you word. Macduff is fled to England.
Fled? To England?
Aye, my good lord.
Time. Thou anticipatest my dread exploits. A flighty purpose never is o'ertook unless the deed go with it. From this moment, the very firstlings of my heart shall be the firstlings of my hand. And even now, to crown my thoughts with acts, be it thought and done. The castle of Macduff I will surprise, seize upon Fife, give to the edge of the sword his wife, his babes, and all unfortunate souls that trace him in his line. But no more sights.
Macduff, in England, urges Malcolm to lead an army against Macbeth. But their conference is interrupted.
Oh, good Macduff, your castle is surprised. Your wife and babes savagely slaughtered.
My children, too.
Wife, children, servants, all that could be found.
My wife killed, too?
I have said.
Be comforted. Let's make us medicines of our great revenge to cure this deadly grief. He has no children. All, my pretty ones? Did you say all?
Aye.
Oh, hell kite. What? All my pretty chickens and their dam? At one fell swoop?
Disputed like a man!
I shall do so. But I must also feel it as a man. I cannot but remember such things were that were most precious to me. Did heaven look on and would not take their part? Sinful Macduff! They were all struck for thee. Not that I am. Not for their own demerits, but for mine fell slaughter on their souls. Heaven rest them now.
Be this the whetstone of your sword. Let grief convert to anger. Blunt not the heart, enrage it.
Oh, I could play the woman with mine eyes and braggart with my tongue. But gentle heaven, cut short all intermission. Front to front, bring thou this fiend of Scotland and myself. Within my sword's length set him. If he scape, heaven forgive him too.
This tune goes madly. Our power is ready. Our lack is nothing but our leave. Macbeth is ripe for shaking. And the powers above put on their instruments. Receive what cheer you may. The night is long that never finds the day.
As the avenging army gathers against the tyrant, the distraught Lady Macbeth walks in her sleep.
Yet, here's a spot. Out, damned spot. Out, I say. One, two. I think it's time to do it. Hell is murky. Fie, my lord, fie. A soldier and a feared. What need we fear? Who knows it when none can call our power to account? Yet who would have thought the old man to have had so much blood in him? The Thane of Fife had a wife. Where is she now? What? Will his hands ne'er be clean? No more of that, my lord, no more of that. You mar all with this starting. Yet, here's the smell of the blood still. All the perfumes of Arabia will not sweeten this little hand. Wash your hands. Put on your nightgown. Look not so pale. I tell you yet again, Banquo's buried. He cannot come out on his grave. To bed. To bed. There's knocking at the gate. Come. 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 Give me your hand. What's done cannot be undone. To bed. To bed. To bed. To bed.
Malcolm's army approaches Birnam Wood. Macbeth fortifies his castle of Dunsinane.
Bring me no more reports.
Till Birnam Wood removed to Dunsinane, I cannot taint with fear. What's the boy, Malcolm? Was he not born of woman? The spirits that know all mortal consequences have pronounced me thus. Fear not, Macbeth. No man that's born of woman shall e'er have power upon. The mind I sway by and the heart I bear shall never sag with doubt nor shake with fear. The devil damn thee black, thou cream-faced loon. Where got'st thou that goose look?
There is 10,000.
Geese, villain?
Soldiers, sir.
God prick thy face and overread thy fear, thou lily-livered boy. What soldiers, patch? Death of thy soul. Those linen cheeks of thine are counselors to fear. What soldiers, wayface?
The English force, so please you.
Take thy face hence. Seaton, I'm sick at heart when I behold. Seaton, I say. This push will cheer me ever, or deceit me now. I have lived long enough. My way of life is fallen into the sere, the yellow leaf. And that which should accompany old age as honor, love, obedience, troops of friends, I must not look to have, but in their stead, curses. Not loud, but deep. Mouth honor, breath which the poor heart would fain deny and dare not. Seaton!
What's your gracious pleasure?
What news more?
All is confirmed, my lord, which was reported.
I'll fight until from my bones my flesh be hacked. Give me my armor. I will not be afraid of death and bane till Birnam Forest come to Dunsinane. Hang out our banners on the outward walls. Cry still they come. Our castle's strength will laugh a siege to scorn. What is that noise?
It is the cry of women, my good lord.
I have almost forgot the taste of fears. The time has been my senses would have cooled to hear a night shriek. And my fell of hair would at a dismal treatise rouse and stir as life were in it. I have supped full with horrors. Direness, familiar to my slaughterous thoughts, cannot once start me. Wherefore was that cry?
The queen, my lord, is dead.
She should have died hereafter. There would have been a time for such a word. Tomorrow, and tomorrow
and tomorrow creeps in this petty pace from day to the last syllable of recorded time. And all our yesterdays have lighted fools the way to dusty death. Out, out, brief candle. Life's but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage, and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing.
Thou comest to use thy tongue, thy story quickly.
Gracious my lord, I should report that which I say I saw, but know not how to do it.
Well, say so.
As I did stand my watch upon the hill, I looked toward Burnham, and anon methought the wood began to move.
Liar and slave.
Let me endure your wrath if it be not so. Within this 3 mile may you see it coming. I say a moving grove.
If thou speakst false, upon the next tree shalt thou hang alive till famine cling thee. If thy speech be sooth, I care not if thou dost for me as much.
I pull in resolution and begin to doubt the equivocation of the fiend that lies like truth. Fear not till Burnham Wood do come to Dunsinane, and an hour wood comes toward Dunsinane. Arm, arm and out. If this which he avouches does appear, there is nor flying hence nor tarrying here. I begin to be weary of the sun and wish this state of the world were now undone.
Ring the alarum bell. Blow, wind, come, rack. At least we'll die with harness on our back.
Malcolm and Macduff had ordered their soldiers to carry a leafy bough in front of them to disguise the number of their force. And so, Burnham Wood came to Dunsinane.
Now near enough. Your leafy screens throw down and show like those you are. Make all our trumpets speak. Give them all breath. Those clamorous harbingers of blood and death.
Whose arms are hired to bear their staves. Either thou, Macbeth, or else my sword with an unbattered edge I sheathe again undeeded. Let me find you, Fortune. And more I beg not.
They've tied me to a stake. I cannot fly, but bear-like I must fight the course. What's he that was not born of woman? Such a one am I to fear, or none?
Turn. Turn.
Of all men else I have avoided thee. I'll get thee back. My soul is too much charged with blood of thine already.
I have no words. My voice is in my sword. Thou bloodier villain than terms can give thee out.
Thou losest labor. As easy mayst thou the entrenchant air with thy keen sword impress as make me bleed. Let fall thy blade on vulnerable crests.
I bear a charmed life which must not yield to one of woman born.
Despair, thy child. And let the angel whom thou still hast served tell thee Macduff was from his mother's womb untidily ripped.
Ah! Accursed be the tongue that tells me so, for it hath culled my better part of man.
And be those juggling fiends no more believed that palter with us in a double sense, that keep the word of promise to our ear and break it to our hope? I'll not fight with thee.
Then yield thee, coward. Live to be the show and gaze of the time.
I will not yield to kiss the ground before young Malcolm's feet and to be baited with the rabble's curse. Though Burnham would be come to Dunsinane, and thou opposed being of no woman born. That will I try the last. Before my body I throw my warlike shield. Lay on, Macduff, and damned be him that first cries, hold enough!
Scotland!